Hey there, how are you? Dr. Dave here from Milk Creek Canyon in Utah. It's beautiful, a little bit of snow left. Hey, I just wanted to thank any of you or all of you that were on the live stream I did this past Sunday. Thank you so much. It went really, really well. Went better than I ever thought. Had a really good attendance, great participation, fantastic questions, and I have decided I want to do these on a more regular basis. That was actually the first one, but I want to do them on a semi-regular basis. Maybe every couple weeks, a couple times a month, two, three times a month, whatever. It'll be great. One of the things I wanted to talk about that came out of the live stream was towards the end, I touched on something. I got actually a lot of feedback, positive feedback from this. And it's in your life, you know, we all have struggles and issues, but a lot of stuff is totally under our control. And in your life, if you're doing something that you just is not working out for you, whether it's a job or a marriage or a relationship or something, if it's not working out for you, let's say you go to your job and you don't love it and you're looking forward to your vacation twice a year for a week or two, that's not the way to live your life. I don't care how much money you're making. It does not matter because it's going to kill you. Take it from me. I learned this the hard way. You kind of know when it's time, when enough is enough, and it's either time to move on to something else, or if you're old enough and financially stable enough to just hang it up and say, I've had it. Because doing something you don't like or you're not passionate about does something to your psyche, does something to your body, physically and mentally. It's not good. Stress, anxiety, things like that. I mean, I know we're working through a lot of our issues. And sorry, it's kind of windy out here now. Hope you can hear me. Hope this works out. But we're working through a lot of our issues with microdosing, magic mushrooms, and some of your other types of pharmaceutical medication. And a lot of times, not all the time, but a lot of times, it's something that you need to actually fix in your life. Because I don't want to see you use any kind of medication or medicine, plant medicine, whatever it might be. I don't want to see you use it to patch over things that are not good in your life that need to be fixed in the first place. So I was telling the story on the live stream. I was telling everybody the story about this person I know, friend of mine, who does really well, makes a lot of money, but is very stressed out with his work. And he looks forward to his two or three or maybe even four like really exotic vacations every year because that's his outlet. That's what he really enjoys. But then on the vacation, he's upset that he has to go back to reality and back to work. And in my mind, that's not a way to live your life because what's going to happen? You're going to get older and older and you're going to look back one day when it's too late and say, like, What in the hell did I do? What did I do all my life? I was doing something. I was going into work every day, something I didn't like to do. I was frustrated. I was stressed. It was killing me, but I couldn't see the forest from the trees, so I just kept it up, and now look at me. I don't want to see you go through that. I don't want to. So if there's something in your life, again, I'm not saying it's easy. I'm not saying it's easy to do, but if there's something such as a relationship, a job, whatever it might be, sometimes it's very scary to get past that and say that this is not working for me. I need to do something else because it's very scary because you don't know what's on the other side. But I cannot think of one person that I have ever coached ever that took the leap and said, okay, this is not working for me. I'm going to stop it and do the next thing. I can't think of one person that said, I'm so sorry I stopped what I was hating. I should go back to that. On the other hand, I've had people that just recently a guy messaged me and said, Dave, you changed my life. I owe everything to you. No, first of all, he does not owe everything to me. I'm happy to do what I do. But the only thing, I helped him a lot. And the main thing I said is this, I'm not going to tell you what it was because it's not, I don't want to breach anybody's confidentiality. But basically I said, this is not working. You've got to stop. You've got to get out of this. And it took a lot of courage. It took a lot of guts. But finally he saw that I was correct and he wanted to try it. He got out of what it was and went through some tough times for sure. But on the other side, I've never seen my friend happier than he is right now. Never. And I've known him for a long time. I've never seen him happier. So I want to share that with you. It's super, super important. We could talk about microdosing and psilocybin and mushrooms all day, every day. We could do that. But unless you get some fundamental things corrected in your life, I don't want to see it just become a Band-Aid. I just don't want to see that. So that's what I have to say today. Follow me, subscribe. I got a lot of really great things coming up for you. And also, we will do another live stream really soon. So make sure you have notifications enabled, because when I do a live stream, when I come on, you're going to want to get a notification that says, Dr. Dave is live. Join in. It's not to be missed. Trust me on that. Okay. I'll talk to you soon. I really do love you. See you later.